This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin logs its 700,000th block as adoption grows. That's right, Bitcoin miners officially produced their 700,000th block on September 11th, marking a major milestone for the network, whose detractors claim it has died 428 times since 2009. And quoting the late, great Hal Finney, every day that goes by and Bitcoin hasn't collapsed due to legal or technical problems, that brings new information to the market. It increases the chance of Bitcoin's eventual success and justifies a higher price. And yesterday was the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. Max Keiser tweeted, 9/11 costs $500,000 and the weapons left behind in Afghanistan are worth $85 billion. That's 165,000x return in 20 years. Only Bitcoin outperforms the Taliban. Also in today's show, where's the next El Salvador? We'll be discussing the region's witnessing gravitation towards Bitcoin, according to the Grayscale CEO, Michael Sonnenschein, quoting him from a new interview he did with Yahoo. When we think about where adoption rates are taking place, they are highest in the emerging markets in places like Africa, Southeast Asia, and parts of South America. Also in today's show, breaking news, Ukraine adopts law on virtual assets to regulate the crypto market. That's right, the parliament in Kyiv has passed legislation determining the rules for crypto-related operations in the Ukraine. The law on virtual assets recognizes cryptocurrencies as intangible goods while denying them status of legal tender. It also regulates the activities and obligations of crypto businesses. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, retail investors will drive a $1 million Bitcoin price. That's right, retail investors have the ability to drive us to $1 million per BTC, all the sooner through their efforts to show Bitcoin to others, or Bitcoin will simply show itself. And as on-chain analyst Willy Wu shares here, $100,000 Bitcoin is critical for sats being the unit of account. 1 cent per sat is something most people can grasp easily. That's right. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Vande Pop shares here, he updates us with his latest Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other major altcoin price predictions. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and most major altcoins are back in the green and pumping. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, it's all going down this Wednesday, September 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time ever, Tika Tiwari will release the details of his brand new Hyperboom portfolio. That's right. The name of this live event is called the Catch-Up Coin Hyperboom. An unprecedented event is about to trigger a hyperboom in these six catch-up coins, which could bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life you want in as little as 10 months. And to register an RSVP for this live event, go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A, .cryptonewsalerts.net. And check this out. Just $1,000 invested into Tika's past catch-up coins when he recommended them would have yielded you results from $27,000 all the way to $484,000. So go ahead and register today. Visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. And I look forward to seeing you there. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin miners officially produced their 700,000th block on September 11th, marking a major milestone for the network, whose detractors claim it has died 428 times since 2009. It took Bitcoin less than 2 years to produce 100,000 more blocks after reaching the 600,000 milestone on October 18th of 2019. And at the same time of the last 100,000 block milestone, the Bitcoin price was worth less than $8,000. And today, one Bitcoin is worth over $45,500. And at the same time, the total Bitcoin supply was 18 million 1,812,000, or 89.5% of all the coins that will ever be produced. And on average, new blocks are generated every 10 minutes, as we all know, though production time is impacted by the mining difficulty. Bitcoin's mining difficulty is adjusted roughly every 2 weeks, a process that resets how hard it is for miners to mine the digital asset. And at the current pace of the block production, the final Bitcoin will be mined around the year 2140. Now, crypto Twitter celebrated the milestone by quoting the late great Hal Finney, one of Bitcoin's early pioneers and a prime candidate for being Satoshi Nakamoto, quoting him again here. Every day that goes by and Bitcoin hasn't collapsed due to the legal or technical problems, that brings new information to the market. It increases the chance of Bitcoin's eventual success and justifies a higher price. Now, Bitcoin was programmed to be a self-regulating market with hard-coded monetary policy that does not depend on any outside parties, unlike the United States Federal Reserve, for example, which can affect the size of the growth rate of the money supply at will, while Bitcoin maintains a hard cap on supply and cannot be created without the massive energy input of miners. And while Bitcoin has invited attacks over its environmental footprint, we all know the FUD narrative, right? The network's energy usage is a tiny fraction of the total energy consumption. Efforts to incorporate clean energy into the mining process have largely proven to be successful, with some estimates claiming that Bitcoin mining in the U.S. is more than 50% powered by renewable energy. And quoting the great Giga Chad Michael Saylor himself, the MicroStrategy CEO, he says Bitcoin energy usage is cleaner than every major industry and represents a rounding error in total energy consumption. And he says that this article delivers a comprehensive analysis worth reading. I'll include this in the show notes below the video. In the description, the name of this article is entitled Bitcoin's Energy Use Compared to Other Major Industries. And checking out the latest from Max Kaiser, he shared, one Bitcoin always equals one Bitcoin. There is no volatility. The price action you see are the death throes of the US dollar and other fiat currencies. Fiat money is guaranteed to lose purchasing power in a world of all fiat money, and Bitcoin is guaranteed to increase purchasing power. That's right. And he also shared, remembering 20 years of 9/11, 9/11 costs $500,000. The weapons left behind in Afghanistan are worth $85 billion. That's 165,000x return in 20 years. Only Bitcoin outperforms the Taliban. So there you have it. That's right. And before I break down our next story of the day and we discuss the next El Salvador and I share the region's witnessing a gravitation towards Bitcoin, according to Grayscale CEO Michael Sonnenschein, as well as breaking news, Ukraine adopts a law on virtual assets to regulate the crypto market, as well as retail investors will drive a $1 million Bitcoin price. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin back in the green, up 1% for the day, trading just above $46,000. We have Ether up almost 4% for the day, trading at $3,444. Polkadot up a whopping 10%, trading at $33.32. Avalanche up a whopping 21%, trading at $61.51. And Solana in the red, down 1.6%, trading just under $180. And XRP down about 0.25%, trading at $1.08. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The CEO of Grayscale says emerging nations are gradually being drawn towards Bitcoin. In a new Yahoo Finance interview, the CEO Michael Sonnenschein of the crypto investment company says certain regions of the world will embrace Bitcoin, whether their governments take action or not. Quoting him here, when we think about where adoption rates are taking place, they are highest in the emerging markets in places like Africa, Southeast Asia, and parts of South America. But certainly we're seeing a gravitation towards Bitcoin regardless of government action in some of those countries, because a lot of these citizens either don't have access to financial services, or perhaps their local currencies have been debased or have been eroded in some way because there hasn't been enough government control over their local currency. Sonnenschein says that Grayscale predicted that an emerging market would one day support Bitcoin and other emerging economies could soon follow in El Salvador's footsteps, quoting him again here. Being a country like El Salvador and actually making Bitcoin a legal tender, I mean, that's an incredible milestone for this community. We've long believed that the emerging markets would be an important place where we'd see Bitcoin adoption, and I think we're going to see a knockoff effect of other countries also considering this. Now, Grayscale manages the Grayscale Bitcoin Investment Trust, which launched back in 2013 and was the first securities fund to be exclusively invested into Bitcoin. And to watch this entire interview between the Grayscale CEO, Michael Sonnenschein, and Yahoo Finance entitled Grayscale CEO and Crypto Outlook of El Salvador, be sure to check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Ukraine adopts law on virtual assets to regulate the crypto market, as well as retail investors will drive a $1 million Bitcoin price. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.1 trillion with $108 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 40.8%, with the Ether dominance at 19% even. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Avalanche leading the pack up 26%, trading just above $61. Tron up about 18%, trading just above 11 cents. And Elrond up 14%, trading at $269. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 32 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 31, last week a 73, and last month a 70 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. When investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ukraine's parliament has adopted the law on virtual assets. On second and final reading, the legislation regulates operations with cryptocurrencies in the Ukrainian jurisdiction. Deputies passed the bill with a large majority of 276 votes out of 376 present MPs, with only six voting against the motion. As you can see right here in this picture, the long-awaited law will enter into force after lawmakers approve amendments to the country's tax code pertaining to the taxation of cryptocurrency transactions. The Ukrainian legislature is yet to vote on these changes. Forklog noted in its report on the development, provisions of the new law recognize virtual assets as intangible goods, which can be secured and unsecured. However, cryptocurrencies are not accepted as legal means of payment in Ukraine, and their exchange for other goods or services will not be allowed. It's important to point this out. The law also introduces the term financial virtual assets that must be issued by entities registered in the Ukraine. And in case these assets are backed by currencies, they will be regulated by the National Bank of Ukraine, the country's central bank. And if the underlying asset is a security or a derivative, the National Securities and Stock Market Commission will be the main regulator. Crypto market participants will be able to independently determine the value of virtual assets, open bank accounts to settle transactions, and seek judicial protection for associated rights. Service providers are required to abide by the country's anti-money laundering regulations and prevent attempts to finance terrorism using their platforms, just like traditional financial institutions. And current Ukrainian authorities have maintained a positive attitude towards the country's growing crypto industry, confirmed by representatives of the executive power this week during a visit to the U.S. President Vladimir Zelensky highlighted the importance of launching a legal digital assets market, which he described as a development vector of the nation's digital economy. And Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, added the country is working to become an attractive jurisdiction for crypto companies. Now, the draft law on virtual assets was voted on first reading in the Rada last December. After introducing a number of changes, lawmakers presented a revised version of the document in June of this year. And following criticism from various regulators, including the National Bank of Ukraine, the bill was once again amended, with the authors taking into account concerns expressed by other government institutions. Let the domino effect and massive Bitcoin adoption and game theory built into the Bitcoin protocol continue, and let's freaking go. And before I break down our final story of the day, retail investors will drive a $1 million Bitcoin price, as well as I break down the latest Bitcoin and top crypto price predictions from crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 50,000 subs. You can also find me on all the major podcasting platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. It's time for retail investors to get out of their comfort zone and spread the good word of Bitcoin. That's right, to hodl Bitcoin is to love Bitcoin, and love, being the primary experience which we're set upon this earth for, should be spread like pollen in the wind. And if you truly love the people around you, you need to be educating them about Bitcoin or plugging them into this podcast, which I've been doing every single day for the past couple of years. Now, every single time a negative event occurs, occurs that is a direct result of the fiat standard that we live in. They must be reminded of this. Knowledge is power, and in a society with a crumbling monetary system, power is key to maintaining stability for your loved ones. That, my friend, is a fact. Now, a major benefit of Bitcoin is its ability to show its merits through reward, thus encouraging those who own Bitcoin to become even more aware of these merits. And gathering knowledge through podcasts such as this, articles, and communication is central to many Bitcoiners' journeys in the space, but this knowledge shouldn't be held to oneself. That's right, so don't keep it a secret. Upon understanding Bitcoin, the responsibility to share, promote, and defend it must be ingrained within the Bitcoiner. And amidst the fires of confusion and chaos, we can be the bastions of truth and direction. And with purpose, retail investors can simply demonstrate the positive feedback loop of continued investment and growth into the king of all crypto. Now, those interested in humanitarian benefits have a vast world of information to discover. And for technology lovers, there are limitless possibilities of what could be built with Bitcoin, but in the end, it is incumbent upon those already orange-pilled to convey the message of Bitcoin to others. It takes a concerted effort to reach out, educate, and empower those who simply haven't been reached yet. And with this effort, we can truly bring Bitcoin to the masses, increasing adoption and driving the price of Bitcoin higher. This, in turn, will bring even further interest as the self-rewarding loop known as the number go up technology, NGU technology, continues to drive us towards hyper-Bitcoinization. Now, retail investors have the ability to drive us to a $1 million Bitcoin price, all the sooner through their efforts to show Bitcoin to others, or Bitcoin will simply show itself. Now, my personal prediction I've been preaching here on the podcast is a $1 million Bitcoin price by 2025, and I'm sticking with it. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the live chat. And checking out the latest from on-chain analyst Willy Woo, he tweeted, $100,000 Bitcoin is critical for Satoshis being the unit of account. 1 cent per Satoshi is something most people can grasp easily. I agree 100%, and I feel it's only a matter of time. And replying to Willy Woo, we have Lex Mosofsky, who wrote, $1 million Bitcoin and 1 Satoshi equals 1 cent has an even nicer ring to it. And I agree 100%. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, he reiterates his peak high predictions for this bull cycle. He tweeted this here, Bitcoin to $275,000 to $350,000, Ethereum to $7,500 to $12,500, Polkadot between $100 and $150, Chainlink between $100 and $150, Cardano $3 to $5. Well, guess what? We reached that target of $3. Zilliqa $0.80 to $1.20, and XRP $0.50 to $0.60. And he wrote right here, predictions from January, Cardano will probably go to $10. So that's the update. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin network logs at 700,000th block as adoption grows. Also in today's show, we discuss which will be the next El Salvador as there's regions witnessing a gravitation towards Bitcoin, according to the Grayscale CEO, Michael Sonnenschein. Also in today's show, we shared breaking news. Ukraine adopts law on virtual assets to regulate the crypto market, as well as retail investors will drive a $1 million Bitcoin price, and also shared the latest Bitcoin and top crypto price predictions from crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a special shout out to Helen, Bitbud, and Bring Facts. I appreciate the super kind super chat contributions as always. Much love, fam. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. George Rivera wrote, yo, my boy, you got me laughing when you said by 2040, one Bitcoin will be worth $10 million. The dollar will not be around by 2040. So we are correct. Halfway. One Bitcoin will be worth 10 million in crypto. And I responded right on, George. The dollar is most definitely doomed. Bitcoin to the moon. Thanks for sharing, fam. And this next featured comment comes from Lauren Capps, who wrote, $160,000 is too optimistic. Even that I hodl Bitcoin for last year's, but anyway, I'm not going to sell any for my own wallet. And pretty sure it will even hit $200,000, but a little later. Well, you got the right idea. Just keep hodling and watch those numbers continue to go up. And the third and final comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hi, JV, enjoyed your show full of information and your intelligent insights. I'm still with Max on this, and I got my bag of Cardano. I think it's a superior product over ETH. Take care. God bless you and yours. Much love, fam. Thanks for tuning in and to be featured in tomorrow's episode. Be sure to drop me a quick comment right down below. It's all going down this Wednesday, September 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time ever, Tika Tiwari will release the details of its brand new Hyperboom portfolio. That's right. The name of this live event is called the Catch Up Coin hyperboom. An unprecedented event is about to trigger a hyperboom in these 6 catch-up coins, which could bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life you want in as little as 10 months. And to register and RSVP for this live event, go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A, .cryptonewsalerts.net. And check this out. Just $1,000 invested into Tika's past catch-up coins when he recommended them would have yielded you results from $27,000 all the way to $484,000. So go ahead and register today. Visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. And I look forward to seeing you there.